the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وقد أتيتك يا إلهي بعد تقصيري وإسرافي على نفسي معتذرا نادما منكسرا مستقيلا مستغفرا منيبا مقرا مذعنا معترفا.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing the part of the Kumail supplication in which Imam Ali alayhi salam, the commander of the believers, states, وَقَدْ أَتَيْتُكَ يَا إِلَهِي بَعْدَ تَقْسِيرِي وَإِسْرَافِي عَلَى نَفْسِي. Now I have turned to you, my Allah, after my shortcoming and my immoderation toward myself. مُعْتَذِرًا نَادِمًا مُنْكَسِرًا مُسْتَقِيلًا مُسْتَغْفِرًا مُنِيبًا مُقِرًا مُذْعِنًا مُعْتَرِفًا. I have come to you preferring my excuse, regretful, broken, apologizing, asking forgiveness, repenting, acknowledging, submissive, and confessing. In this regard, we said that Imam Ali alayhi salam is in fact mentioning all the different traits that somehow attract Almighty Allah's forgiveness and mercy. He talks about concentration in worship. He teaches us how to be moderate in our desires. He is telling us how to be regretful and how to offer regretful apologies. He is telling us to show our brokenness. We have to ask for forgiveness while we are repenting and confessing to our sins, seeking refuge to only Allah and no one else. And this is the kind of weeping and beseeching that Almighty Allah loves to hear from the sinful and regretful people. It is narrated that one of the seekers of Allah's divine path came to a scholar and said, I'm going to Allah's presence. What gift should I take? What should I bring for the Almighty Allah? Because presenting no gift is mere meanness. That scholar told him, take something which cannot be found there. All the attributes of perfection, such as knowledge, patience, power, mercy, will, seeing, hearing, everything exist there. What are not there are weeping, are request and beseeching, which means the true meaning of servitude.
Now I have turned to you, my Lord, after being guilty of omissions and transgressions against my soul. Apologetically, repentantly, brokenheartedly, begging earnestly for forgiveness, yieldingly confessing as I can find no escape from that which was done by me, and having no refuge to which I could turn except seeking your acceptance of my excuse and admitting me into the realm of your encompassing mercy.
thank you, Allah.
Now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So this is what the Almighty Allah loves to hear. The voice of regretful sinner. The voice of returning of the wrongdoer. Some scholars in this regard have quoted that as Zulaykha misused her power and accused Prophet Yusuf to adultery in order to acquit herself, Prophet Yusuf was imprisoned, as you all know. But out of her intense affection toward Yusuf, Zulaykha wished to hear his voice and cries. That is why she ordered one of the servants to whip Prophet Yusuf. Seeing Yusuf's divine and enlightened face, that servant that was ordered to whip him could not obey the order. So he put a thick piece of cloth on Prophet Yusuf and then whipped him. Zulaykha did not hear his cry, so she ordered the servant to whip him even harder. The servant says to Prophet Yusuf, "I think I may fall into trouble for disobeying her, so forgive me for whipping your naked body." Prophet Yusuf generously accepted, and after being whipped, he cried loudly and painfully, and it was enjoyed by Zulaykha. Of course, this is unimaginable to the state of the Almighty Allah as our Lord, as our Creator and Absolute Cause, but this might help us understand a little bit about the point that the Beloved One is really willing to hear the voice of the lover and vice versa. And it is really interesting that among the things that a true supplicant should be really careful about in prayer is that he should not lose this state of consistency in asking Allah the Exalted. He must always be in this state of asking from Him, demanding from Him. And this is what we call tarassul in Islamic literature. And the reason is what we have mentioned many times. The spirit and essence of supplication is constituted by a turning toward Allah, and the supplicant should not lose this state, because it is in the state of consistency and constantly praying that one may experience himself a kind of a turning toward Allah. This is when he can experience that sense of humility and softening of the heart. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
I need you by my side. I wish to be close, close to you.